Hi, welcome back to the Marketer's Field Guide. I'm Chase, and this is Josh.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
So, if you are just joining us for the first time, the Marketer's Field Guide...
Bad podcast listener. Start from the top.
You can start wherever. It's all good information. The Marketer's Field Guide, we've put this podcast together in order to present information to either organizations, nonprofits, corporations, you know, whatever, however you formed your company, small or large, or somewhere in between. We're just putting this stuff out there to kind of give a source of our knowledge, put it out there, and have an area that can help maybe answer some of the questions, because, you know, everyone goes through this journey once in, you know, at one point. For a business, and you may be seasoned and using it as a refresher, or you may be new and learning it for the first time. So our goal is to just put together topics on advertising, marketing, branding, graphic design, video production, photography, web design, web development, social media, and, you know, sometimes print, whatever else you do to put your company's name out there. We're hoping to cover pretty much all the bases given time, but our goal is to give you information to help you either assess whether the professionals you are working with are up to code, so to speak, in a then make sure they also kind of align with what your vision is, maybe educate you so when you talk to your professionals, you have a You can be a little bit more open on communication with them because you have a little more knowledge in the field. Or if you're doing it for yourself, you know, there might be some lessons and pitfalls that we've experienced that can help you avoid them to, you know, give you more efficiency and save your time. Either way, we're glad you're here, and thank you for joining us. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about branding. So, when I say branding, what do you think that means, Josh? What does that mean to you?
Branding is quite a meaty topic. I think for me personally, branding is like the lifeline of a company. It's something, or, you know, a person, whatever your message business is, you know, about, like your brand is kind of what keeps it going. Branding is not something that's like tangible and so you can like pick it up and hold it, or you know, provide so-and-so services and call it branding. But to me, like, it's a culmination of everything from graphic design, web development, copywriting, everything that you creatively produce or make makes up a brand. It's something that someone sees you on the street or like on a billboard online, they know that's so-and-so company. They've done this for me in the past, or I'd like everything they've done in the past, but they see, you know, seem to look like they represent. I want to reach out to them. I want to go from start to finish and then that sales process, because they trust your brand, they trust your message, and they've interacted with your employees, and they just, it's just a good way to tie everything together.
Yeah. So to me, I agree and disagree. To me, branding is, like you're saying, it is the soul of your company. It is how your organization or corporation is perceived.
Exactly.
It is how the public feels about your business. You know, your branding is what kind of leads that and leads to thoughts of how, if you had to ask someone to describe what Coca-Cola is or what that, you know, because of their branding, you would talk about it's a soft drink, and you talk about something you would drink, you know, people enjoy it after a hard day's work or blah, blah, blah. You know, some of the commercials just start kind of flooding into your brain of sunsets and happy and smile and sharing and fizzy.
I think what you just said with happy is, at least I know, like, I think you can easily pick one feeling or one word you want your brand to portray. I think Coca-Cola has absolutely crushed, like happy, because we both recently visited the Coke, War of Coke, kind of Coke Museum in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, that was great for me. All the advertisements and stuff. My wife was a little more bored with it. She wanted to try them all and get out, but I was a little more fascinated.
Oh no, yeah, it was because like it told their company's entire story from when it first started into like now, like at a zero last night. It's amazing to watch it evolve, and it's Coca-Cola is happiness. You may not do feel too happy after you've had a couple, at least for me, but
your teeth won't.
It's just like, yeah, my teeth definitely don't. My enamel hate it, but yeah, it's just makes you feel good, and that's what, you know, brands should do.
Yeah, so branding to me is a feeling, but to me it is something tangible. It is something you can put your thumb on, so to speak. It's the way you use your words in a radio ad, or the colors and the how they come together with the art to create a feeling. It's hard to identify, but when you see good branding, you know it. I know that's very vague. And that's one thing we kind of hope to tackle here. Like, when initially we started talking about what branding is, we thought, you know, it's your logo. It's the art that goes in the logo. It's your colors. It's your font choice. It's your copy. It's your tagline. Well, with everything, with the exception of copy, what we just described is graphic design. So branding is, well, how do you use that graphic design? How do you use your videos? What message are you portraying? That is your branding. And I've got a client I'm working with now, and I'm guilty of creating the logo branding. But it's easier to do that for a sales perspective for me at the moment with them than it would be to try and spell it all out. But my goal of creating this logo is the thought process that goes into making that logo is, what colors do we want to use? What images do we want to see? How do you want it put together? How do you want it spaced out? And as the designer for that, I'm getting the subtle kind of psychological ideas behind it. You know, we want these colors. Oh, these colors are darker, they pop more, but you know, they're going to come back and say, I like these because they're a little happier. They're friendlier. The imagery is a lighthouse, which has a strong, it's for almost a support group. To oversimplify it, I don't want to go into too much detail about it because it's still in the process of being made. I know by the time this podcast comes out, it'll all be done, but
yeah, it's, to me, like, I'm glad you mentioned, like, as a designer, you're looking at the psychological feeling impact of the graphics you choose, the colors, the fonts. And it's funny to think, because, you know, we literally just went on record to say Coke to us is happiness. Coke's main brand and color is red, which most will say is angry.
Yeah, it's power.
Yeah, exactly. Power. So yeah, I was just going to touch on that, because most of the time, like, and I know for like blue is often used for calming, and you can definitely start categorizing different colors for different like industries and verticals. But there's a lot more goes into it than just, oh, my favorite color is blue because it's been blue, or, you know, I may look good on a t-shirt, which is nice, and, you know, it's good to consider, but there's definitely a whole nother layer to it and probably several more below that.
Yeah, I know when I picked my colors for my logo for Emulous Creative, which was originally Emulous Production and Multimedia. Emulous Production and Multimedia was a lime green and green. And as I like kind of stepped away from the company, put it on the side, and as I came back to it, I wanted to rebrand it. And I have a, you know, it's a kind of a light blue and a darker blue. They're gradient style, which is, to me, something I hate doing. I don't like putting gradients in logos. They look great on digital interfaces, but on print interfaces, they usually don't turn out as well. But for whatever reason, I just felt it needed it. So I went ahead and did it. It's very subtle. And I think the logo works as a two-tone logo instead of just, you know, a solid tone for each side. But my colors are kind of a, I guess a darkish lime green. It's vibrant. It's not dark. And it's, you know, kind of nice blue. I don't know the best way to describe the green because it's not a hunter green. Hunter green to me is darker, but.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a hunter green. I think it's a hunter green mixed with a lime green.
Yeah, it's somewhere that's kind of like what you'd see on a camo green for forest stuff a bit.
Yeah.
On the lighter, you know, the lighter shade of it.
Actually, I would say it's close to the green you see like on fertilizer bags and like grass, like seed growing bags.
I feel, I don't know, we could sit here debating this whole day.
Marker's field guide.
Colors is a great part of graphic design, and there are long debates that happen behind the scenes with that. But as to why I have blue and green, they just resonated to me for some reason. I like blue because it was calming. It's, you know, supposed to show some intelligence. Green's supposed to show, you know, it's supposed to give an idea of wealth. It's supposed to give an idea of technology. Yeah, you know, it's weird. You got green for the environment, green for money, green for technology. You know, it can go a bunch of different ways, but at the end of the day, it's what spoke to me. It's what resonated with me, and that's what ultimately made that decision. It sparked a feeling, and it's almost like listening to Marie Kondo talk about how to clean up your house. You know, does it bring joy?
Thank you.
But it did, you know, and to me, that's something that branding needs to be able to do. It needs to be able to just spark that emotion. Because without that emotional appeal, and this is very much true, probably more so on social media than anything else, without the emotional appeal, you're not going to get you're not going to retain the attention. I mean, you could have great art, eye-capturing video, stunning images, but if there's no connection there for the audience, they're going to keep going. And that's what makes choosing branding such a task. And the other thing I think that beyond what you're saying branding is what branding isn't. Just briefly touching on my experience working with car dealerships, if you're doing a commercial and you're doing co-op, which means you're doing a commercial for a dealership and you are representing a certain brand, say GMC, Buick, Toyota, you know, whatever have you there, they all have branding guidelines. And in those guidelines, there's usually sections say, these are how not to use our logo. Don't do this with it. Don't do this with it. Make sure this spacing's there. There's sections say, these are words and phrases that you're not allowed to use with an association to our brand, such as, especially for these cars, below invoice, closeout, clearance, you know, anything that they quote unquote perceive. And that's to me the big word there, anything that makes your company perceive to have lesser value. And this is to me, touching on what you said, Josh, the intangible aspect of branding.
Yeah, it's essentially a do's and don't list for like a babysitter. Just don't do this and don't do that.
Yeah, and you know, when you're learning something, when you're teaching someone, they're asking a question, you like, well, how do I know when this is, you know, when this is too much or that's not enough? And most of the time I hear when people are doing that, it's like, you just feel it out. And that feeling out to me is, that's describing how you use branding. Feel it out.
Yeah, and I'd honestly go as far as to say as well, like, I know we talked about like what speaks to you and everything, but once you fill it out, you kind of have more of an idea of
where to go.
Yeah, autopilot.
Yeah, and that's the exact reason why that organization, I did that. That's, and what I had to do, I'm redoing my website, rebranding it, because when I first made my website, it was a, kind of a hurry putting together my company. You know, you get a lot of stuff going on then. It's been 3 years since I've struck out on my own full-time, my company again. So I feel the need to, and I feel that my imagery is not on par with the work I provide, and that's, I feel like that's detrimental to my brand. So I'm going back, redoing it. It's a whole process. Josh is helping with it, which is great. But it's, man, it's tough. And it was really hard. I'm not gonna lie, it was really, really hard.
The hardest part to me about any kind of entrepreneurial task or business task process is taking a step back, like from within your business to work on your business.
Yeah.
So once you kind of like have to like analyze what you said in the past or what you want to say, because it's never going to be perfect.
No, it's not. But I was in a complete rut. It took me three days. I couldn't get a single sentence written out that I liked until I went back and reviewed my branding.
Oh, it's like just hopping like on a call.
I had to go back to the core. What is my company here for? What are my goals? And then I just decided to myself that I was going to take those bullet points I have written down to instruct to my own branding, and I'm just going to lay them out there for the public. There's no reason not to.
Yeah, it's something that if an investor or someone else just approached you and asked, send me what you think your business, like the most important part of your business is, you're going to hand them your business plan.
Why should we use you?
Strategy, marketing strategy. Yeah, and right below that, stapled, whatever you want to attach it to it, it's going to be your branding. Brand guide, strategy guide, or sorry, your brand guide. Because it's just,
yeah, in common uses for branding, you see letterheads, business cards, you see it on the website, you see it in graphic design, you see it everywhere. You see it even in how, like Josh said, how your employees or you as the employee conduct yourself. There's an expectation that you bring along with your company. And that expectation to me is set by your branding. Off the record question. We, 20 minutes, right?
Yeah, I mean,
all right, we're at 18:15, about to restart. All right, what were you saying, Josh?
I was just saying, I mean, I think like you summed it up best. I mean, it's everything. I forgot what we're talking about now. I mean, I've said most all I can without getting repetitive, at least from my end.
Yeah, so branding, branding's tough. And while we did say, you know, it's not your colors, it's not your art, it's not your logo, it's not your tag, it's not your copy, in the same breath, it is. But we did want to make the distinction between your graphic design is your graphic design, but how you use it is your branding. How you move forward is your branding.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, I wish we had more time to really elaborate. We could probably have hour-long discussions on this just because this is one of those philosophical points. But that's for another day, I guess.
Because, yeah, when we've had hour-long discussions already, so no doubt in my mind that we can easily be up for that task. Maybe it'll make something like a cool video, yeah, like a long
great infographic
or something. Yeah, to me, I enjoyed this episode a lot. It's just a good kind of meaty information piece, and it really gets you thinking, because I'm sitting here thinking about some of the brand decisions and the brands I work with on my job or for my job on a daily basis, but also everything else I'm associated with. Branding something that is always a priority. And I think it's important to make sure that you remember that and make it a priority, whether you're following it, working on it, adding to it, scrapping and redoing it. It's always something that should be on the top of your priority list.
Yeah. And if you've enjoyed this episode as much as Josh has, share it with your friends. Spread it around.
It's been fun. I mean, it's a great topic. And I know you're just kind of hiding your excitement with this topic because...
Oh, very much. I'm grinning ear to ear. I love this stuff. Strategy and planning is where I call home. And branding is the front door to that. It's what lets you into the whole area. It's what brings you into the organization.
Right.
And it's also what keeps people out. Because maybe they're not the right fit for what you're trying to do. Maybe you're not the right fit for what they're trying to do. And your branding will help determine that to make sure when you have clients that you are a fit. You're the right fit for them. Because there's nothing worse than watching another company struggle because the organization they're working with or advertising is just missing the mark. It's painful for me. It hurts to see that. So if you've enjoyed this episode as much as Josh has, go ahead and share it with your friends. Let us know. Leave us comments, emails, anything to let us know what you'd like to hear about moving forward. Maybe what you'd like to have elaborated in future episodes. And we will do our best to accommodate all the requests. But in time, we'll get to them. You can hear this definitely on my website and on our social media page. Got anything to add, Josh?
Thanks, everyone, for listening to the episode. It's been a great time, and I'm excited for the next one.
We'll see you next time. Thanks for just stopping by.